The investigation into the problems facing Boeing 737 MAX jets takes another step further. FAA Administrator Stephen Dickinson will testify before a congressional panel during hearings scheduled for December 11th. He'll be giving the House Transportation Committee an update on their investigation of the jets, which has been grounded since two of them crashed, killing 346 people. We're going to talk more about the process. We will turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Bob Hertan, a retired naval aviator, a commercial pilot, and a flight instructor. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Talk to us a little bit more about the process of determining whether this particular aircraft is airworthy. Is it solely the decision of the FAA?
Well, Jeff and Patty, yes and no. For the U.S. and the rest of the world, the FAA was the gold standard, and what the FAA decided would generally everybody else went along with it. Unfortunately, there are a number of countries with their own regulatory agencies that have also grounded the airplane. So Boeing has to satisfy them in addition to the FAA.
Where do you see all this going, Bob? I mean, what's going to happen worldwide?
Well, unfortunately, the longer an investigation goes on, the more things that can come up that you can find that are wrong with something. So that's not a good sign. But if you use an example in the past, a DC-10 crash, they had four fatal crashes. They grounded worldwide, but only FAA grounded them. They got through that. There was also a name change, but a slight change in the airplane. So there was a DC-10 and the MD-11. And it flew for successfully for years afterwards. So I think it'll happen, but you know, people are still going to be a little gun-shy as far as getting in the airplane.
So how do you see this congressional committee hearing going? I mean, there has been some skepticism from some lawmakers towards the FAA that they have deferred much of the decisions, the safety decisions, to the aircraft maker itself.
That's been going on for a long time. Part of that has to do with a budget thing where you can only have so many staff, and Congress controls their budget. So if they want more people available to do the hands-on, then they'll have to increase the budget. Otherwise, part of it is the FAA is say, okay, we don't have all the people, but you've done enough good things with your inspections, we'll let you do it and self-certify.
Bob, when you pull back the lens a little bit and look at this story in a much broader context, what are the repercussions for the aviation industry as a whole and the way that these things are handled, these investigations moving forward?
One of the things you're going to see is that the FAA is probably not going to be that lead that everybody turned to. You're going to also see that changes that are software involved rather than hardware involved are going to be more closely looked at and in the certification process just because of the things that happened in these past two crashes.
Well, thank you. We always appreciate your time. Bob Hertan, he's a retired naval aviator.